the governor to include biofuels in his State of the State address. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture. Tonight, during his annual State of the State address, Governor Phil Bredesen is expected to talk about his plan to make Tennessee among the nation's leaders when it comes to biomass production and research. And that has grain farmers like Malcolm Birchfield of Dyer County excited about the potential.
One thing that's really important to me is I think people are sick and tired of importing so much oil from countries that are not very friendly to us. And I believe this is one way that we can improve our national security, which is, I said, is really an important issue to me.
Birchfield says he feels the governor's proposal to build a pilot biomass ethanol plant and provide loans and grants for the production and distribution of biofuels will help stimulate the entire economy. Parks Wells, executive director of the Tennessee Soybean Promotion Board, says it just makes sense to grow our own energy.
Over the years, we were always dependent on exports for increased profitability in soybeans, and now we're looking at domestic consumption, which is the best way to improve the market. And we have that right now, and it's the demand on fuels and getting away from money going overseas that's usually used to come back as a terrorism situation in the United States. So getting away from the oil situation there and using a domestic product has really been a benefit for the U.S. farmer, and we're seeing those higher prices right now.
And I feel like it will be a great benefit to the economy of the agriculture community, as well as the state and national economy.
Not exactly sure how much the governor will reveal tonight, but his budget that he's expected to present to the General Assembly later this month includes nearly $73 million towards biomass production and research. Have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.